unusual name.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Clyde Ray.
Uh-huh, and that's the one that your daughter's named after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Instead of Clyde Ray, we got her Clyde Marie.
Uh-huh.
So we named her after both grandmas.
Yeah.
After his mother and my mother.
But your, let's see, your mother's first name was Maria?
No, Beatrice.
Beatrice. It's Beatrice Marie. So it's her middle name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Marie.
Has your husband ever been in any clubs and things like that?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Let's see. The house. You know, down on Commerce that you grew up mm-hmm. in. Do you remember what it looked like inside?
Yes, I can describe it for
can,
you.
Can you draw me a floor plan?
Well, I can. When do you need it?
Well, just guess at it and do
okay.
it now. Just like you took the roof off, you know, and just look straight down
oh,
into it.
Oh, all right. Let's see.
How was it more than one story?
It's just one story.
Uh-huh.
But the rooms are real large, and the ceilings are real high.
Uh-huh.
And so when Daddy was getting sick and everything, my brother came over and lowered the ceiling
uh-huh.
because it would take too much heat to heat up the house.
Yeah.
This is an old house.
Uh-huh.
The paneling between the boards are that thick.
About 5-6 inches thick?
5-6 inches thick.
Gosh, that is really thick.
And the floors are real thick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the house.
I bet it was.
It is up for sale.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. There's, we used to have, let's see, there is, well, we had a big, large porch. Because my daddy used to make home brew. Oh, me.
Did he do it on the porch?
Yeah. I tell you what he did. It was just during the Depression,
yeah.
You know, he liked beer, not that much, really.
Yeah.
But he just thought he'd just like to experiment and see if he could make it.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was about 9 or 10 years old. And my brothers was out there and said, Dad, he bought one of those where you could put the caps and crank it down, you know, just to handle it. It's not one of these what they use now.
Uh-huh.
You set your bottle down there, pull that level down, it'll stop, put the stopper on there real good.
Uh-huh.
So I think my daddy made about, I guess about 15 cases.
Good night.
And I told my daddy, gee, that yeast looks good. You know, I even took a piece and was eating. He said, quit eating that yeast. Go fat, be fat. And I'd sit there on the porch watching my daddy and my brothers tap that beer.
Uh-huh.
Well, my brother slept on the back porch.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was all screened in all the way to the little house in the back.
Uh-huh.
And so at middle of the night, you would hear every once in a while, pow, pow, pow. And boy, mother says, oh, father, what's the matter, mother? She said, I believe your beer's uncorked. And he said, oh, my God. He said, maybe it's too hot back there, you know. But my brothers was out there drinking. As it popped the cup, cracks came off, they were sitting there drinking. So my daddy come up there, and you know what they do? They pour water. You know.
To keep it from...
No, so my father would know they were drinking. They put water in there. And they dropped about so much yeast in there to make it bubble.
Uh-huh.
So my dad says, well, he says, they're all here, you know. He says, but my brothers were sick in the morning. They got up and they couldn't take it. They ran out the back. And Daddy says, well, I know those boys have been drinking and putting water in that bottles. And I said, Daddy, isn't it against the law to make beer, homebrew? He said, well, you just hush up, he said, and don't talk about it at school. But I don't know, he was that way. He wanted to experiment, see if he could make it.
Yeah.
And before you know it, all my uncles and aunts would come on weekends. We'd have be outside, and they would be drinking beer.
How funny. That is
but
nasty.
My daddy, he just wanted to see if he could do it.
Yeah, yeah.